listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices, and don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434, and please stay connected with us on Cleveland with the Cleveland Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, download our mobile app, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Browns, and Instagram at Official Browns. And we're going to take a look now at the official Green Bay Packers. And our good friend from the Green Bay Press Gazette, Pete Doherty, covering that team there. Pete, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, Vic. How's the hardest working man in show business today?
It's been it's fun, man. I don't know what else to do. I don't have any hobbies other than talking football. So like you and Nathan and everybody else, this is our hobby. Hey, let's talk about the Packers. Health has been, I guess, topic A, and it just keeps kind of getting worse. We know with the injuries that occurred in this last game with Randall Cobb especially added to the list. Give me an idea as we get into the mid late week portion of practice, who you see playing or who you see missing that's going to really cost this team and be a problem on Sunday.
Yeah, Cobb's the big one. You know, they put him on the IR designated return, so he's out for at least 8 weeks. And you know, basically, their passing game is kind of built around him because he can line up anywhere in the backfield, in the slot. He's a real quick guy. They want to get the ball. That's the guy they want to make sure he gets, you know, 7, 8, 9 touches a game. So it does hurt him. Now, they've got two things going for him that'll help mitigate it some. One that they haven't had in a decade is that they can run the ball this year with Eddie Lacy. The guy's, he's looking pretty good, so... you know, I think they're fifth or sixth in the league in rushing right now. I think it's legit. They've done it against some, a couple pretty good defenses. So, you know, they'll have a little more play action. They can kind of grind the ball out a little more, get first downs, early, have good first down plays and get second and five or six and kind of have their whole playbook there. Michael Finley gives them a little something too, because although he's a tight end, he's one of those big athletic ones, and, I'm guessing he'll end up playing a lot in Cobb's position. You know, he's arguably their second most talented playmaker, you know, the guy after Cobb. So that'll help mitigate it some, but they'll still miss Cobb a lot because he's a dynamic playmaker.
He certainly is a dynamic playmaker. Jared Boykin was targeted 6 times, 1 catch, 43 yards. Is he the one expected to step in for Cobb? And also, what's the latest on James Jones's status? Do you expect him to play this week?
I would bet against Jones. He hyperextended his knee, it looked like, and, you know, they obviously don't say much about the injuries most of the time, and I would bet against him playing. I'm guessing he's going to be out a couple weeks, so Boykin will, be starting in his place, but I think they're going to do a lot of two tight end stuff, where Finley actually will be lining up as a receiver, but they'll have another tight end on the field, too. That gives you some play calling flexibility, because if you want, you can line both the tight ends up near the line, right by the formation and run the ball. And the defense doesn't know what you're going to do when you're in the huddle, so they have to decide whether to go nickel or base. Boykin's he's a second-year guy. He's okay. He's a bigger, slower possession type receiver. He'll get some throws. He'll get some action, but it's a big drop off from Jones to him.
Pete Doherty joins us. He covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Check out his great work at that newspaper's website, Pete. Eddie Lacy's been a factor, a big power back from Alabama. Looks like he's made quite a difference in that backfield. Explain his impact and how you see him being utilized on Sunday against the Browns team that has mostly done a good job against the run.
Yeah, this is another good defense the Packers will be playing, but they've run well the last couple of weeks. You know, Cincinnati's got a pretty good front seven. They ran on them. Baltimore's got a pretty good front seven. They ran on them. So I think it's for real. You know, Lacy's... he's a 230-pound guy, and he's a power guy. I mean, he's if he gets hit, you know, he's always dragging the guy who hits him for a yard or two. But he's got some quickness in the hole too. You know, he's good at making guys miss as he's, you know, making his first cut. He's a natural zone runner. He's just a more natural runner than anybody they've had here since, you know, going back to Amon Green. And so he's made a huge difference. And there was an interesting stat. Pro Football Focus, you know, they always send us a lot of their stats. They break down the film of every game. And they said that by their numbers, Rodgers threw about a third of his passes. It was 32% of the passes against the Ravens were play action, and his rating on those was like 107. And his rating on the other two-thirds of his passes, which were just regular dropbacks or shotguns with no fakes, was like 60 or in the upper 50s. So I think as the season goes on and teams are starting to honor that run more, it's going to make a big difference. Last week against Baltimore, with the injuries at receiver, Baltimore went base the whole second half, and the Packers hit two huge plays on them against that base defense, and both were on play action. And one was a long touchdown pass to Jordy Nelson where you could see the safety fighting really hard in the corner, peeking in the backfield. So it is going to make a difference probably in getting them a couple big plays a game.
It's nice to have that run-pass option, something that they have not had in so long with the Green Bay Packers. Let me ask you about this defense, because right now against the run it's been phenomenal, not as good against the pass. We know Clay Matthews is out, Nick Perry is out. How do you see this defense continuing to go forward despite some injuries on that side of the ball, and where do you think the strengths and weaknesses lie?
I think they're a better defense than last year, and one of the big things is they're really tough to run against this season, and the reason is, you know, Johnny Jolly came back, and after a year in prison and all that other, you know, 3 years out of football, you know, who thought he'd have much of a chance? He's 30 years old, and he's playing really well, and they can put three 330-pound guys in their base defense up front with Pickett and Raji and Jolly. So when they're playing their 3-4, you know, that's three defensive tackles, basically, and they're really tough to run against with that. Now, they're going to miss Matthews a lot because of the pass rush, and Nick Perry's not playing this week either, so... And Mike Neal's got an injured shoulder. That's their top three outside linebackers. So, and he may or may not play. He didn't practice again today. They're going to try him tomorrow. So if those three guys are out, then, you know, they're really hurting at outside linebacker. You're talking two rookies playing and, Malumba and Palmer. So, the pass rush will be hurt, and Capers is going to have to scheme and find ways of blitzing the inside linebackers and the corner, the nickel corner, and bringing up a safety to blitz every once in a while. So that the pressure won't be as good. Their defensive backfield is pretty good. I know they've given up a lot of passing yards and their numbers don't look great, but they've actually got some a little more ability back there than they've had the past couple of years. So, they should be able to cover okay, but the pass rush is going to be a huge issue on Sunday.
Well, yeah, it sounds to me like without that rush being as effective as maybe they'd like it to be, and I take nothing away from Dom Capers and his scheming ability as defensive coordinator, but it sounds to me like if in the running game and perhaps in the screen game you get past that first level, there could be some opportunities to break some plays. But the key is, can you get past those big mahonkers, as I like to call
those
them?
Those are some mahonkers.
And those are huge guys up front, right? If the Browns' O-line, which has had its issues, especially in the interior, Pete, but you get any seam that a Willis McGahee can break through or somebody, Chris Obanaya, you've got a chance to break something, because it doesn't sound like those linebackers are going to be as reliable.
Yeah, they're not. If I were playing against the Packers, I would never go with a base offense. I would go three. If you have the personnel, I'd go three wides and a tight end and a running back, so they have to play nickel and then try to run against their nickel. Now, on the early nickel downs, they still will put two of their, you know, those big guys there in the passing deck. They bring in the inside pass rushers, but I would much rather run against that than against, against their base. And, you know, Matthews is actually, the sack numbers are what stands out, but he's actually probably as complete an outside linebacker as there is in the game. He's not the best rusher, but he might be the most complete outside linebacker, and he plays the run really well. So they'll miss him there too, because he's caused a couple fumbles already this season. He did in the Super Bowl, if you remember, a couple of years ago. He had the big one in the fourth quarter. So he's a playmaker even in the running game a little bit too.
This game right now is being billed as the biggest, most lopsided game in the country, according to Las Vegas. I think it could be a little bit closer than that. What's your sense of the way that these two teams match up, especially given how banged up the Packers are?
Yeah, the spread is, was it 10? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty high. I guess it's all based on the quarterback, Cleveland's quarterback, I'm sure.
Yes.
That's for entertainment purposes only, isn't it?
Right, that is.
Right.
Just had to give that disclaimer.
Right.
it does seem pretty high. The Packers are at home, but especially with all these guys missing on defense and at receiver. I talked to a couple scouts this week, and obviously there's huge issues at quarterback and for the offense for Cleveland, but their defense is up. I mean, people scouts in the league really like their defense and think it's pretty talented. And I think that coordinator is a really highly respected guy, a real up-and-comer. So, yeah, I think 10 points is pretty high. I'm sure, you know, we have to do, I'm sure you guys have to do your picks, too, before the week is out. I'm sure I'll pick the Packers, but I doubt it'll be, I don't think I'll, you know, have them beating that spread, though.
Yeah, I think it has a chance to be competitive. I'm not expecting a Browns win as I sit here now, but I'm expecting it to be probably a closer, more competitive game than some might think. I know it's always tough at Lambeau, but those injuries are one factor, and I hope this is a motivated Browns team after the embarrassment of that second half.
Yeah, and if you, you know, I don't know a lot about Whedon, but it sounds like, you know, one of the things he has trouble with is if there's pressure, then, you know, he's not good at going from one read to the next. But if you're not getting the pressure, you know, he's got arm talent. He's got a lot of arm talent. He can throw the ball. It sounds like he can be, if he has time to set, he's fairly accurate and has touch and all that and a strong arm. So, you know, if they don't get any pressure, you know, then they'd be, the Packers could be ripe for getting beat even.
Good stuff, Pete. We appreciate it and look forward to seeing you in Lambeau on Sunday, my friend.
Okay, guys. See you Sunday.
All right. Thank you.
He is Pete Doherty, and he covers the Green Bay Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette. We've got much more coming up for you. You're going to hear from Devon Bess in a little bit, the wide receiver of the Browns, sitting down with our own Jameer Howerton. You're going to hear from Gerard Cherry, also in hour number two. And we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Dial us up. I want to get your growls from the dog pound. We also want your tweets at Browns underscore daily, at VICCARUCCI, at NATHANZEGURA. So hit us, and we'll hit you back. CBD, Thursday. Vic
gently,
and Nathan.
Gently.
Gently. Yeah, we gently.